Tonight's shiur, the conclusion of Siman Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph and the beginning of Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, V'kol zeh b'inyan shehiyah. Our whole discussion was discussing shehiyah. Shehakadera yosheves al kiseh shel barzel. And the pot is placed sitting on an iron seat or grate, if you will, or gabi avonim, or on top of stones above the burning embers. The einu gas b'gacholim, but the pot itself is not in contact with the burning coals. Avol hatman al gabi gacholim, but if you were to place the pot right among the burning coals, the divi hakol asur. Then everyone says you can't do that erev Shabbos. This becomes a hatmana issue. Hatmana is another gezera where you're not allowed to insulate kalim. Pots of food, you can't insulate them on Shabbos or an Erev Shabbos if it's Ma'asev Hevel, and putting a pot right among hot coals is going to be a problem. The Amor says, some say even if you were to put the pot right on the flame, right in the coals, as long as it's totally open on top, that's not called Hatmon Vishra and it's permitted. That is our practice. Rakshin is harim linat kan kitsas kedma Shabbos, but it's still important to be careful to take the pot away from the flame before Shabbos starts min ha'esh, away from the flame. Kadesh yuchal yisur lahasira misham, because you want to make it possible for a yid to lift the pot up from the embers on Shabbos without moving any of the coals, because if you move those burning embers, you're going to help it burn, and that's going to be a problem. So you want to move the pot away from the fire a little bit before Shabbos starts, so you'd be able to take it off entirely. V'imlo nitkum in the esh, but if you didn't move it away from the fire, v'nimzol gabi esh b'Shabbos, and now Shabbos comes and it's sitting right on top of the burning embers, burning coals. Yesh lahasir misham ayde in Yehudi, have a non-Jew remove the pot for you. Femleka any Yehudi, if that is not an option, there is no non-Jew. Mutali Yisur lahasir misham, so then a Yid would be able to remove the pot, the Yizahir, but he has to be very careful. Shikachanim misham benachas, to remove it very slowly. Velo yinanei gecholim, not to move any of the burning embers. The oz, in that case, af im yinanei kasas, even if it does move a little bit, darashay miskavin hu vishari. It's something unintentional, it wasn't a psik resha, and it is permitted. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Hei. Al Kiseh Shel Barzel. The pot, then when we talk about Shehiyah and the whole Se'if, the pot was sitting on a seat of iron. Ke'ein Pitput Shel Shosh Ruglayim, like a grate of three legs. Ve'gecholim Unochem Tachtov, with the coals burning under it. So the pot isn't touching the coals, it's touching this grate. Sif Katan Mem Vav Hatman Al Gabi Gecholim, because if it was sitting on the coals, you have a problem of hatmona. Hachi sfir le'machaber. This is the view of the machaber. Temshulei hakeder nogin b'gecholim. If the bottom of the pot is in contact with the burning embers and the coals, mikri hatmona. That already is called hatmona. Umemel de asur, and that would be forbidden. Af benis bashal kotzarko v'mitstamik v'ralo. Even if it was fully cooked, even if continued cooking ruins it. It's not an issue of Shem Yechata. Hatmona is its own issue that you not do hatmona. The Ramah says, Yesh Omerim, that if it's totally exposed and just the pot is resting on the coals, that's not called hatmona. Sifkal Mem Zayin, Kolz Ma V'chulu, Va'afilu Im HaKadir Omed Zvdoch HaTanur, even if the pot is sitting in an oven, that tanur sosim, and the oven is closed. Lav v'chal hatmani, that is not called hatmana. Uke kamon b'simulation zayin sof sivches and shom, like we'll say later, simulation zayin. Sivka memches shehi megulu v'chulu. As long as it's exposed above, that's not called hatmana. Hainu. Shein l'chase olea b'vigadim l'mala. You don't put any insulation above it. You don't put any material, clothing, above the pot to insulate it. So the only thing that you have is that it's sitting on top of the coals and there's no insulation around it, that's not called hatmana. The Ayla Kamon Bereish Nazayin Sifches, look later, it's discussed in Bereish Nazayin. Sifka Mem Tes Vishari, so that's not called hatmana, it's mutter. Hainu Duhuak Bechal Shia, that means it's back to the world of Shehiyah. Fishari, she is mutter. Bin espas v'od yom, when it's cooked before Shabbos starts, kamach mendosoi, to the amount that a mach mendosoi, a third or a half. Lefi mashanagu kisra achona, based on our minig, we go by the second sheet, the yeshom, that's mekel. Sefka nun, if you left it on the embers, you have a problem of taking it off, you don't want to move any of the coals which would cause it to burn. Sefka nun, yesh lehsir misham v'chulus, you should have a nanzu take the pot off. It's very hard for you to be careful. Not to move any of those coals based nitilas. So it's like there when you take the pot off. If there is no nanju available, then a yid will do it very carefully. Now this is only if the pot is resting on the coals. But if the coals were actually around the sides of the pot, not just under the pot, but around the sides, up against the walls of the pot, asur l'Yisrael l'hasiro. It is totally forbidden for a yid to take that pot out. Mishum shaydeni tilaso, because when he takes the pot out, bivada yechate v'gachom v'asur, that'll certainly move those coals and will get them to burn brighter, burn stronger. That's forbidden. Daidezeh mavir hatachtoinis mechal yonis. It inflames the lower ones, he's doing havar on the lower ones, and it extinguishes the upper ones, and that's asur. V'af shem niskamazah, he has no intention to do that. Psik ratio, it's automatically going to happen. V'afilo adei eni Yehudi, and even if a non-Jew were present, and you wanted to ask him to take the pot out when the coals were around the walls, yesh machmir, is there some machmir not to do that? I am going to vom b'liraw, looking at him, I'm going to vom b'liraw. Near the Tzarech Shabbos, however, it would seem that if it's really needed for Shabbos, that's what you're going to eat for the meal. Yesh nismor chadatsim mikilin. You can rely on those who are lenient, either any Yehudi, to have the non-Jew move it, even though you know that the coals around the sides are going to fall in, and there's going to be kibbin havar. V'din psichas ha-tanur stima so, as far as opening the oven and sealing up the oven, Idea any Yehudi through the work of an angel on Shabbos is by air besof simin reish nontes. That will be clarified at the end of simin reish nontes. Ayin sham b'mishnah brur. Look over there in the mishnah brur. Seif beis kira she gerufa uketuma v'natal hakader me'olam. You have a kira and you took out the coals or you covered them with ash and you remove the pot from the kira. Afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, mutlach zir is permitted to return the pot to the kira. Kozman shiva sachas, as long as the food in the pot is still piping hot. The Rama adds v'od b'yado, and you're holding it the whole time. For the anich l'gavi kak, and the chavi says you didn't put it down on the floor. The Rama adds v'daitlach zira, and you have to have in mind when you take it off that you're going to put it back. V'daf gal gab, and this is only allowed to put it on top of the stove, av l'tocha osa, but into it is forbidden. Ubetanur also lahachzor afil hugor fakotav. When it comes to a tanur, there you cannot do chazara, even if you took out the coals or covered them with ash. For in the koyfich imesika begevres ve'etzim, the same is true with the koyfich. That's the similar to kir, but only holds one pot. If you heated it with the refuse of zesim that was squeezed olives or wood, again our ovens are all kir. The Rama adds v'dafka shatav shem avushal gotzok. You can only do chazara if the food was fully cooked. Vazmuto lachziro, then you can return it. I feel a kerches even to a different kira. Avol not espashal kotzok, if it was not fully cooked, asur, it would be forbidden to return it. I feel a oisakir, even to that stove. So the halacha is that if you want to do chazara, if you want to return a pot to the stove, you take it off and put it back on Shabbos, you need several conditions. First of all, the stove has to be gorf katam. It has to be that the fuel was removed or the ashes were covered. On top of that, it has to be fully cooked and it has to still be hot. And in addition, it should stay in your hands and you had in mind to put it back when you take it off. So those are the five conditions to allow chazar. Mishnah Berurah sefkad beis she gerufa uketuma. The kira is gorf katam. Aval eino gar for katam, if it wasn't gar for katam, you didn't take out the coals or you didn't cover with ash, asur, you cannot do chazara. Afilu mitztamik v'ralo, even if the continued cooking ruins it. V'chein b'tanur, afilu gar for katam, and with the tanur itself, even if it's gar for katam, you cannot do chazara. Sefkad nun gimel, even, by the way, the Mechaber said that. Mechaber says, but Tana can't do even Karev Chatam. What the Mishnah Berurah is adding is even Stamak V'ralo. Even by Mitzdamak V'ralo, you can't do Chazar into a Tana, even though Tana is Karev Chatam. Sefkar Adon Gimel. Afilu B'Shabbos V'chulu. So Chazara is permitted even on Shabbos. Lo Tema, you shouldn't say, Lo Hitir Chacham Ela, Keshenotel Me Erev Shabbos U'machzeh B'Erev Shabbos, Samlech HaChashecha. The Chacham allowed Chazara only if you remove it and return it before Shabbos starts, close to the evening. Kamash Malon, we're telling you the Chiddush, the Mutar Litel Has Afilu B'Shabbos Kufay, that it's Mutar to take it off and put it back even on Shabbos itself, Afilu Kampam, even several times. It's not like you only get one chance. You can do it many times. Sefkar no dal kol zman shehu sachas, as long as the food of the pot is still piping hot. Pratzit ein adoim in the kol neskar b'sif, that this particular condition is not the same as the others mentioned in this paragraph. De behem hatam hu, the other reasons are, lo hetir chacham chazar kim b'ofen zeh, that chazar is only allowed in this situation. Al b'zeh, when it comes to a sachas, hatam hu, the reason is, de kimet shen estalk m'si chaso, if it's no longer piping hot, the Hainu Shein Yasledispo, which means it's not Yasledispo, Yebo Shuv is a Bishol. We're going to have a problem of Bishol. The other reasons aren't a Bishol issue, it's a matter of, it's a gezeira that it looks like cooking. This is cooking. Based on what the Ramah Paskins later in Shein Yuches, our meaning is to do Chazara, even if it's not Yasledispo, as long as it has not cooled down to room temperature. So the conditions of keeping in your hand and das lahachzir and garfa katim, these are all halachas to make sure it doesn't look like cooking. But as far as bishul, this is an issue of bishul. Also, the last thing the Ramah says, it has to be the special katzarcho, is an issue of bishul. If it's not in the special katzarcho, you can't do chazar because then you're cooking it. Sefkar nun heva oida biyada, the Ramah says, keep it in your hands. What's allowing me to say, shlo heser kadir miyado, the pot doesn't leave his hand. From the time it comes off the stove till it goes back. As opposed to if you would put it down on a chair, on a table, on a bench, anything like that in the interim. According to the Ramah, that's the equivalent of putting it on the ground in the interim. Everyone agrees if it's on the ground, you can't do Chazara. The Ba'lala HaShehiyah Rishonah, because by putting it on the ground, you've totally taken away the original Shehiyah. Veshuv Kishem Machzer Menichah Gabe Akira, so now I want to take it and put it on the stovetop. Havli Kemoshel Chathchila, it's like putting it there the first time. Agabe Akira Shabbos on the stove on Shabbos. Vacham Lo Hetiru. Chum didn't allow that. Ela Chazara, they said you can return the pot. You can't take from the refrigerator and put it on the stove. You can't put it there the first time. So if it went on the floor, it's as if it's the first time. And the Ramah is saying that even on a table, a mita, a safsal, is the equivalent of putting it on the floor. Even though it's fully cooked, so in the halachas of bishul, there's no bishul. But since you're placing it on a stovetop, a place where you normally will cook, this is a gezeira. It looks like you're cooking something new on Shabbos, and that is forbidden. So again, the Ramah's definition is anytime you put it down at all. The Mechaber's definition is putting it on the floor. The Ramah adds, you should have in mind to put it back when you take it off. The reason is, like we said before, if you have in mind to return it, then the original placement on the stove doesn't go away. You put it on the stove before Shabbos started, and that continues. Because even when he takes it off, he has in mind to put it right back before it cools down. But when he took it off the stove, let's say he didn't have in mind to put it back. Then he changed his mind. He wants to put it right back. Asur. That's not allowed. Even if it never went on the floor in the interim. According to the Ramah, it's as if you're starting off a fresh new placement on the stove, which is awesome. If you look at Be'er Locha, we bring many Rishonim who are lenient if it stayed in his hands. Afilu ein daita lahachzer, even without this intent to return it. And similarly, they're lenient if you had a mind to return it. Even though it may have left his hand in the interim. And it seems if it's a case of need, one could rely on this. According to Mechaber, you don't need these conditions. According to Mechaber, he does make sure you don't put it on the floor in between. The Amos says you have to have das, and you have to keep it in your hands. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if you had one, not the other, we could be mekel. Now the whole head of Chazar is above the stove, on top of the stove, on top of the kiyur. Hainu, al oivei daf noseh milmala, on the thickness of the roof of the kiyur above. O shesam kisu al chalolo, or if you put a cover on the opening of the top of the kiyur, they made a kedel kisu, and then you put the pot on top of that cover. Vafilu im tola hakedel tuch avir kiyur. Even if you were to hang the pot a little bit into the airspace of the kira, but some of the walls are noticeable protruding above. Imagine a pot that's narrow below and wider on top, and it slips into the hole on top of the kira. So part of it is in the kira, part of it's above. We consider that as being above the kira. For the mikri teicha, it's not called teicha. Unless the pot is resting on the floor of the kira inside the oven, that's a problem. Into the kira, we don't do chazar. If you're going to put it and place the pot in the kira, the way you cook all the time, near kamavashal, again, you're back to the gezer, it looks like cooking. Now, sometimes you have a stovetop without a body or airspace beneath, below. There's no place to put a pot inside. They're flat, they're inside and top, it's all the same. They're like a hot plate, a plata. You could do chazara there. There's no teich, that's not called teich. If there's a flame inside, look later at simen shin yuches. Simen shin yuches is hilchos bishul. We're touching on it here because we're discussing Erev Shabbos, how to set up your pots. So we're getting into the halachas of Shein, Chazar, and so on. But the actual Hilchos Bishlon Shein Yuches, so if you ever take a Sefer that's discussing Hilchos Bishlon Shabbos, they're going to combine these two simonim. They'll put together Eish and Gimel and Shein Yuches in one chapter in the book. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's broken up this way because this is really Erev Shabbos, that's discussing on Shabbos. Sivka Nun Tes, Ubitanur. In an oven, we never do Chazar. In their ovens, in their tanur. Afilu husik b'kasha b'gavva, even if you fuel it with straw and stubble, kind of like we said before. Sifka and samach v'adin l'koifich v'chul, and the same is true of a koifich, which holds one pot. Talo hutru chazara l'kuli amal b'grufa. Everyone agrees you can only do chazara if the coals are removed or covered. U'betanur v'koifich shehav lom rav, when you deal with a tanur or koifich that has a lot of heat, lo mahani grief, it doesn't help to shovel out the coals, because the el v'sifalf, like we said in sifalf. Sivkaton samach alech v'davka she'atash v'chul. The Ramah adds, by the way, don't even think of chazara if the food isn't fully cooked. It's like, why isn't this the first thing to say? If the food is not fully cooked, how can you ever put it back on a flame? Your mom is cooking. So it's only if the food is fully cooked. Koy areish, this goes back to the beginning. The Amr, they said, afilu b'shabes, motolach ziru, agabi kirish, hakaderos achas, then on Shabbos, you can return a pot to the kira when the pot is piping hot. Ulezeh be'er, to this, the Ramah clarifies. The davka, kishimavuzel kotzark, this is only if it's fully cooked. As if this Ramah should have been earlier. It's only if it's fully cooked and it's piping hot. Avlamonis basel kotzark, but if it wasn't fully cooked, shaykh achav obishel, then of course you put it back on the flame, you're going to be cooking on Shabbos. Look right later. When chazar is permitted even to a different stove. It doesn't have to go to the stove where the pot started. It can go to a second stove, as long as the second stove is gar fakatum. Even if there's more heat coming from the second stove than the first, it doesn't bother us. It's still included in chazar. V'shari. Because it's mutter, since the food is fully cooked, it's still hot, the flame is covered, let's say it's katum, and you had in mind to put it back, and you kept it in your hand the whole time. But let's say, when Shabbos starts, you had it wrapped in something, you had it inside in something, which does not add heat, which is permitted. Friday afternoon, you could take a pot of chicken soup and wrap it in a towel. You're allowed to do that. Erev Shabbos. Not on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. U'b'Shabbos b'olah ho'shiv l'kiyu. Now on Shabbos, I want to take it from the towels and put it by my stove. O'v'hepech, or vice versa. Let's say you want to take it mikirat mana. You want to take your chicken soup off the stove, and now that it's off, I'm going to wrap it up in a towel. Asur. Either way is forbidden. This is something totally new. Insulating to putting on a stove or from a stove to an insulation, that's two different things. You're not allowed to insulate when it's dark. We can't insulate when Shabbos starts. Even with an insulation that adds no heat. The law is that on Shabbos we do not insulate anything. Erev Shabbos, we differentiate if the insulation adds heat, it's also even Erev Shabbos. If it does not add heat, it's mutter Erev Shabbos. But on Shabbos, you absolutely cannot do any insulation at all.